everybody on the planet Earth should get information from Jason Wilde about the Green Bay Packers. Do our part. Don't do it every day, but you can get it every day if you just go to WisconsinOnDemand.com and listen to Wilde and Tausch. But also at various times, on Monday, Jason is on with Brian Bulaga, and then on Wednesday, he comes on at the beginning of the show. Tim Van Voren will also be on. Do we have Jason?
Oh, you've got me, baby.
I didn't know if we were still effing him. Oh, good. I didn't know if you were on assignment. All right.
No.
Do you have any particulars on the process that ended up with the Packers playing in Brazil? This is a whole other audience.
Yeah, that's true.
And I thought maybe you learned something between then and now about what happened.
No, you're like on tape delay over there. No, I was saying you thought I was on assignment. I was like, I talked to you this morning. Very rare that I would talk to you on our program and then not talk to you on your program. This is one of the highlights of my week. It's one of the few times I talked to you.
Hold on. Now that you bring this up, you have various travels, maybe anything to your daughter, or you have practices. You've been on other shows and done other things some days when you weren't available to do this show. In fact, it was just a couple of weeks ago when you had practice for one of your teams, and you missed both days.
That is true.
When you did other things.
That is true.
Back
but
to
I told
Brazil.
You ahead of time. Back to Brazil, yes. I don't have any clarity on what exactly the NFL said or what the process looked like, but I have a pretty educated, well-educated guess on what happened based on some conversations that I've had, not with Roger Goodell. The Packers said, no, we don't want to go to Brazil. And Roger Goodell and the NFL said, well, you're going to Brazil. And then the Packers said, no, the Cleveland Browns really, really want to go. And then Jimmy Haslam said, yeah, we really, really want to go to Brazil. In fact, I told our players that we were going to go to Brazil, and one of them went on a podcast and said we were going to Brazil, so you got to take us to Brazil. And the league said, no, the Packers are the most popular team in Brazil. This is a first-time thing. We want to make sure we make a big splash. We don't have Giselle and Tom Brady anymore, which is a reference that Mark Murphy made as well, which led me to believe some of this as well. So the Patriots have been surpassed by the Packers. They are not only America's pack, but they are Brazil's team. We're sending the Packers. And Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst and Mark Murphy said, no, we don't want to go to Brazil, but we don't want to be a Pirate. And they said, too bad you're going to Brazil. I think that is most likely, I don't know that for sure, but most likely what occurred.
Wow.
I think that Mark Murphy's messaging was really clear. That he didn't want to go. That the team didn't want to go. And look, I just finished a story for the State Journal where I went back and looked in my archives at the things that Matt LaFleur said in 2022 leading up to the game in London. And he could not have had a crappier attitude about it, right? And remember Rodgers talked about how he was disappointed that they weren't going even earlier and soaking up the experience. If you remember, Rodgers and Lazard and a few other players went. The U.S. Women's National Team happened to be playing in London in a friendly, I believe, in the soccer realm. And so they went to the game together. And Rodgers made a comment before they left about how, I really want to just go and experience the pubs and have a big boot of Guinness or whatever it is they drink over there. And and so there was a clear, LaFleur was not in any way enthusiastic about it. And what I wrote for the State Journal this afternoon was they need to, and Tausch is the first one to say this, I can't take full credit, but it's pretty obvious. They need to make sure that they approach this trip differently than they did the last one, because their attitude, at least the higher ups' attitude, was not great, and the results weren't great either. Now, they were leading at the half, so I'm not sure that there's a direct cause and effect between bad attitude and bad results and Rodgers breaking his thumb and all the other stuff that happened at Tottenham Hotspur, but I think it would help them to embrace this, and I don't think that they necessarily are. I think they're just saying what they're supposed to say.
Well, I would say, one, that game ended up being reflective of the entire season. So that's
They were 3-1 going into that game, though. You know, like
Correct.
Like they were, and LaFleur also admitted that, you know, he, in retrospect, he underestimated the challenge of that travel and that they should have taken the bye week after that. And in November, he confessed that that was a mistake to turn down the bye, because then they ended up getting their butts kicked by the Jets the week after they lost in London. But they were off to a 3-1 start. Like, there was no reason to think that they were going to, you know, crater the way they did, starting with that London loss. I mean, they lost, what, 5 in a row after that?
Right. Well, that,
I mean, it was ugly.
Right, but that showed the nature of the team that they were. Didn't think so at the time. I mean, do I think that the season would have been different if they hadn't played it in England? I'd ask you. My answer is no, but if it was,
well,
the most fragile team in the history of the world.
Well, you sound like Charles Barkley talking about Alabama, fragile.
Well, that's Alabama and Auburn.
I know.
The other issue is, and this is what I need you to do.
Wait,
because
the
issue of that season.
Question.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I would just say that I think you're probably right, but Rodgers breaks his thumb in London. Like,
right.
Let's say that it was supposed to be a Packers home game, right? Let's say they just beat the Giants, who weren't very good either. I know they went to the playoffs, but at that time of the season, they weren't very good either. Let's say the Packers beat the Giants at home at Lambeau, and Rodgers doesn't have to throw a Hail Mary on which he gets injured in London. You know, maybe they're not 8-9. I would tell you that. I mean, they may be 10-7 and make the playoffs and then get beat at home in the first game of the postseason. But I don't think they were so flawed that they still end up 8-9 no matter what happens in London. That's all.
That was going to be my question, because that's the only thing that can put that season in its proper place, and that is, how bad was the injury to Aaron Rodgers? Do we know? Will we ever know? Well, but how many games did he miss?
None. He played through it, just like Brett.
Okay.
This has always been my pet peeve about assessing that season. And
I know, because, well, no, we watched him play. I never watched him play going, oh, my God, all of a sudden all his passes are 50% worse.
Yeah, it's wrong. You go back into the Homer.
Okay,
and Tony,
I'm willing to. No, okay.
I believe that was the show then, and I am certain that we talked, because that was back in the days where I talked to you every day, as you like to point out, and we definitely talked about his accuracy not being very good. We definitely talked about it.
Okay,
that year. And my issue. My issue is that when Brett Favre did it, everyone thought he was just the toughest guy and Mr. Iron Man, and Rodgers, because he had already started rubbing plenty of people the wrong way. Rightfully so, by the way, he rubbed me the wrong way at times too, but because people were sick of Rodgers crap, he didn't get the benefit of the doubt. Nobody looked at him and said, well, God, he's playing with a broken thumb on his throwing hand. It was, God, he sucks this year and I can't wait to get rid of him. And
well,
that's
but then
fine.
Then the Packers are idiots for getting rid of him if he had a bad thumb. They could have said, look, we know it was the thumb. Let's go. Let's come and let's do it again.
Well, again,
right?
In stories that will someday probably come out, I'm not sure what their actual plan was after that season. I think this, again, let me be very clear. This is my theory. I think they were going to go young come hell or high water.
Okay.
And if Aaron Rodgers had said, hey, man, and I've said this a bunch, this is nothing new. If Aaron Rodgers had said, hey, I'm going to embrace the role of fun uncle, and I'm going to take these sticker. I understand it's going to be a rebuilding process. I don't care. I want to finish my career here. I think this year was a fluke because of my broken thumb. I'm also competitive enough that I want to keep Jordan's butt on the bench. I want to stay here, and I will be a much better teammate. I'll be the guy that I turned out to be in New York as a teammate, which was his admission that he was not a good teammate during his final season in Green Bay. I'm gonna bring all these young guys along. I mean, that's what I think was the case. Like, Goody was going to go young. If Rodgers had said, yeah, I'm on board, let's do it, and then he gets them the same guys he got love, then Rodgers is still here. But I think Goody knew, much like when he offers the low ball offer to Aaron Jones or to Jordy Nelson. He ain't going to be on board with this, so he will actually make it look like he made the decision not to be here, and we can move on to Jordan.
I just don't think the Aaron Rodgers I know never would have sabotaged himself and everything. I don't care what he says. I don't care what. When it comes down to playing, he's going to play. But that's not my point. My point is this. Today, maybe the first day, that how should that season be remembered? The way you presented today, that shouldn't be remembered as only one thing. The Packers weren't very good because Aaron Rodgers was hurt. End of story. There's nothing else that's even close to that based on the way you presented it. Is that how that... Because I don't think anybody remembers the season that way.
No, no one does. No, I mean,
that's my question to you. Should they? Because I'll start. I'll go with it. Hey, I don't... The Packers sucked that year because Aaron Rodgers was hurt. Not because his attitude was bad. Not because he didn't work with the young wide receivers. Those may have been accurate points, but that's not why they were bad. They were bad because he was hurt. It's that simple.
Right.
And he's healthy the whole season. What's their record? That's what I'm asking now.
Yeah. 11-6, 10-7. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. They finished 8-9.
Correct.
Let's not make it sound like they were going to be like 14-3 if Rodgers doesn't break.
Right, and the last game, which they needed to win, I'm assuming he was healthy by then. That's the only thing that hurts the theory of they sucked because he was hurt. You don't think he was healthy then?
I don't think his thumb was healthy then either. But again, he had he played.
Is he ever going to tell the truth?
Thumb on October 10th or 9th.
I mean, no one. He's got nothing to lose. Not that many people like him here anyway. So tell the truth.
Yeah.
Maybe he has.
You know.
Do you think he has?
I don't know. I did not. I'll be honest with you. As his process kind of played out in New York and he ruptured his Achilles and was still appearing on McAfee every day, he may have talked about that kind of stuff. All the other stuff that he would talk about during those appearances, I just didn't watch him at all. He wasn't the quarterback I cover. If he said something nice about Jordan Love, I knew that it would make its way onto social media if I wanted to use it in a story or use it on the show. I didn't have to watch or listen, so I didn't. But I would love for him, you know, at some point to do like a retrospective and go through his memories of each season. It's just like the 2018 season isn't remembered for him breaking a bone in his knee, the tibial plateau, and playing with that injury. It's remembered for him coming back at halftime down like 20-0 and playing and winning that first game with that injury. But it's really remembered for him and McCarthy reaching the end of the road, not getting along, and McCarthy getting fired with four games left in the season. Like, there are things that we remember, and the details
and he got
fade
him fired
over time.
He didn't help. Well, no, he could have. If he says, I don't want Mike McCarthy fired, would they have fired Mike McCarthy? The answer is no.
Well, right? I don't think they. I think based on the way it played out, they fired him 30 minutes
after the
loss
to
the Cardinals. He was on Rodgers' birthday. They fired him, and Rodgers was at home with like Andy and Sue North and his other friends celebrating his birthday when they fired McCarthy. I don't think, again, Goody and Murphy made that decision. I don't think they really were. I think they saw that no matter what Rodgers would have said, that it was time for the two of them to go separate ways. So
now the last Rodgers last year. Okay, how they're 8-9. How should it be remembered? Mm-hmm. Packers were 8-9 because Aaron Rodgers was hurt because he played with a broken thumb most of the season. Is that a fair?
Yeah. Look, again, I think it's important though to say, it's not like they went from being a 14-3 team to an 8-9 team because he broke his thumb. But they may have gone from an 11-6, 10-7, make the playoffs, win the division team.
Yes.
Now that was the year that Minnesota won all those close games and finished 13-4. So they probably
all predicted them to lose in the playoffs and they did.
Right, and we did. And so I wouldn't say that they were going to win the division, but they were going to they almost made the playoffs anyway. All they had to do was win at home to get to 9 wins.
Right. No, so the Packers would have made the, how about this? The Packers would have made the playoffs that season if Aaron Rodgers' thumb hadn't been broken.
Yep.
All right.
I'll join that club.
Good. And I think that's how we should all look at the season. All the other stuff may be accurate, but it's secondary to that principal point. Maybe he wouldn't have come back the next year. But in assessing, like, well, Aaron Rodgers got worse, Aaron Rodgers lost, which I don't think is the case, and I think he'll prove that this year. But if you say they didn't make the playoffs because Aaron Rodgers had a broken thumb for, you say, much of the season, how many games? And by the way, that was the stupidest play he ever made. I remember, like, what the hell are you throwing a Hail Mary? Just, they were down by, it's, yeah. I mean, it was very
they're
unlucky,
down five.
But still.
Yeah
but it was a stupid play. He had no chance.
But that happens on October 9th. They obviously lose in early January. So it was definitely a factor. But let's also make sure that, as you so eloquently put it, there were plenty of other issues. Like, that was certainly the primary issue. But, like, a cause of death for the season, if they had, like, they did an autopsy on the 2022 season, you know, and you had comorbidities of Rodgers didn't accept the young wide receivers and didn't do a good enough job of mentoring them. And
I don't
Rodgers
believe that. I think that's overstated.
Not as good as he needed to do, and that's me saying it. So, but if those are all co-causes, the biggest cause, the big heart attack, the reason why the season died the death it did is because he broke his thumb. At least that's my opinion.
And you claim that I'm one or the other, and that's right. Because that's how I'm going to describe the season. And I would like Aaron Rodgers to tell the truth as to how bad it was or whatever. And everybody knows he was a tough player, right? There's no debate about how tough he was, right?
I think, and again, I don't know this. He never said this to me, but Brett Favre did the same thing. Like, there was Brett Favre had injuries, and there was a year when he busted up his ankle. Favre did.
Right.
I think it was
played
in Tampa. And he still played the next
week. Favre was tougher than Aaron Rodgers, but he was the toughest quarterback ever, and Aaron Rodgers was still a tough quarterback, right?
Right, but my point is that they also might have been driven by insecurity, even though you would have never imagined that. And I think there was always, you know, Favre knew, he's talked about this, so this isn't out of left field. Like, he always talked about how Don Majkowski, he got his job because Don Majkowski broke his ankle, right? Now, he would have been the starter anyway, so that's a convenient way to tell the story. But the bottom line is he got on the field as the guy that first time for that touchdown to Kittrick Taylor because Majkowski broke his ankle. And after that, he did not want to come out of games because he didn't want to risk the chance of having that happen to him, even though he was far greater than Don Majkowski. And I think that would factor in with both those players. You wouldn't think so, but somewhere inside them, there was that little bit of insecurity of, hey, they drafted Rodgers to replace me. Hey, they drafted Love to replace me. I don't want to give him even the slightest opening to go out there and play well. And remember, in 2022, Rodgers did give him the opening in December when he hurt, what did he hurt? His ribs, and Love went in there and for 10 snaps lit up the Eagles. So, maybe that concern might have been better founded than we thought.
Yeah, I would say I'd love you to ask Taus because I don't think that's just quarterback. I think all players feel that way. There's a scared part. Thanks, Jason. I got it now. Green Bay Packers did not make the playoffs that season because Aaron Rodgers had a broken thumb. Next.
Talking about the 22 season. Yep.
That's right. Thanks, Jason. Tim Van Born,
Fox 6 Sports. The Homer Hour is back after this on 94.5 ESPN.